You're listening to Balanced Designs on 103.5 FM, WLSP, LP, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Coming to you from the 103.5 studios, underwritten by the Bank of Sun Prairie. Welcome to Balanced Designs Podcast with your host, Deb Krieger, interior designer and stager. This is strictly an informational program focusing on providing ideas for achieving your desired home and office aesthetics. If you have any questions or topics that you would like to learn about, please feel free to contact me at hello@balancedesignsco.com. Balance your home environment with living solutions from the inside out. Welcome back to the Balanced Designs Podcast, where we talk about creating spaces that feel as good as they look. I'm Deb Krieger, interior designer and stager and lover of all things cozy, chic, and functional. Today, I'm going to be shedding a little light, literally, on one of the most important elements of any space, lighting. Whether you're building, renovating, or just refreshing your decor, lighting can completely change the way your home feels, the way it functions, and even how you feel in it. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about the basics, what designers call lighting 101. We're going to cover the three types of lighting that you need in every room, how to layer light for warmth and dimension, and the common mistakes people make and how to fix them, and my favorite tips and tricks on how to make your space glow day or night. So grab your coffee, maybe a tape measure, and let's dive in. Lighting is one of those things that you don't always notice until it's wrong. Think about it. You walk into a restaurant and it's dim, moody, and candlelight. You instantly relax. Then you walk into a big box store with some of those big, bright, fluorescent lights, and your energy completely changes. That's the power of lighting. In design, lighting isn't just functional. It's emotional. It shapes how you experience a room. The right lighting can make your ceilings look higher, your walls feel warmer, and your art pop. But it's also practical. Good lighting makes a space work for you in your daily life. You need different lighting for chopping vegetables than you do reading in bed. So let's start with the basics. Designers think about lighting in three layers: ambient, task, and accent. So let's break those down. Ambient lighting is your overall general light source. Think overhead fixtures, chandeliers, flush mounts, or recessed lights. Ambient light gives the room an even glow. It's the base layer that helps you move through the space without bumping into furniture. Task lighting is focused on that helps you do specific things. The under cabinet lighting in the kitchen, a desk lamp for your home office, or sconces beside the bathroom mirror. If you've ever tried to cook dinner under a single ceiling light, you know how essential task lighting is. And finally, accent lighting, which adds mood, drama, and depth. Think of it as like jewelry for your room. Wall washers that highlight a piece of art, or a small table lamp that adds a cozy glow in a corner. Accent lighting is what gives your space personality. It's the finishing touch, if you will, that says someone designed this intentionally. So, how do we layer that light? That's where the magic begins. A well-lit room can't rely on a single fixture. Instead, it combines multiple sources that can be adjusted throughout the day. Okay, let's just do a fun little thing here. Imagine your living room. You start with natural light streaming through the windows. That's your ambient light. As the sun sets, you turn on a floor lamp by the sofa. That's task lighting for reading. Later, you switch on a few dim accent lamps around the room, and suddenly it's warm and cozy and inviting. See? Same room, completely different feeling, just through lighting. Every room should have at least three light sources. It creates balance, it minimizes harsh shadows, and it gives you flexibility. Before we get too deep into bulbs and fixtures, let's talk about it's natural light versus artificial light, and let's talk about the most valuable player of lighting, and that is natural light. If you're lucky enough to have big windows, use them. Natural light makes colors look truer. It boosts your mood. It can even make spaces feel larger. When designing a room, notice where the light comes from during different times of the day. North-facing light is cooler and more even. South-facing light is warmer and more direct. East light is soft and golden in the morning, while the west brings in drama for the evenings. I design my own home and now others around natural light. Where does it come in from and where does it set? If your space doesn't get much sunlight, don't worry. That's where artificial lighting steps in to fill the gaps. And choosing the right artificial lighting can make all the difference. So we're going to get a little technical, but stay with me. It's part of what changes everything once you understand it. Light bulbs have something called color temperature measured in Kelvin. The lower the number, the warmer and cozier the light. The higher the number, the cooler, more blue toned it looks. For example, 2700K is a warm golden light, great for living rooms and bedrooms. 3000K is a bit crisper, perfect for kitchens and bathrooms. 4000K and up starts to feel cooler and more clinical, better for garages or heavy tasks like workspaces. You'll see these numbers on bulb packaging, so next time you're shopping, pay attention. And here's my golden room. Match your color temperature throughout the space. If one lamp is warm and another one is cool, it throws off the entire vibe. I personally like a warmer light here in Wisconsin, but if you live in the southern states or on the coast, cooler colors are needed due to that bright sunshine all the time. The next thing we're going to talk about is, okay, let's just do lighting by room. Room by room by room. Living room is where you want flexibility. Combine overhead light with a floor lamp and a few table lamps. Add dimmers so that you can go from bright and social to soft and cozy with one turn of the dial. This is so important and so many people overlook it, but dimmers can also save you money. So it's all about mood and saving money. So think of it that way, dimmers. Kitchen. Layered lighting is really everything here. Recessed lights for general brightness, pendants over the island for task lighting, and under cabinet strips to make meal prep easier. If you're building or remodeling, invest in dimmable LEDs. They last longer and they save energy. Your dining room. Your chandelier should be about 30 to 36 inches above the table, and ideally about 1/2 to 2/3 the width of the table. Add wall sconces or a buffet lamp to create a soft glow and depth, especially for evening dinners. Bedroom, soft layered light is the key here. You don't want bright overhead glaring down at you while you're winding down. Use your table lamps or wall sconces for reading and then choose warm bulbs, 27K again, for relaxation. Bathroom. This is really where people often go wrong. You need task lighting at eye level beside the mirror, not just overhead. It eliminates unflattering shadows. Add ambient lighting overhead for balance. Entryway. Make a great first impression. A statement pendant or a flush mount sets the tone, and a small lamp on a council table adds instant warmth. So what are some of the common mistakes I see people make? Mistake number one, relying on one overhead light. This is the number one lighting mistake, in my opinion. It creates harsh shadows, and it makes the space feel flat. Layer your light. Mistake number two, ignoring dimmers. If there's one upgrade worth making, it's installing dimmers. They give you control over the mood and save energy. Love, love, love dimmers. You cannot go wrong with them. Wrong bulb temperature. Mixing warm and cool in the same room throws off the harmony. Pick one tone and stick with it. Scale. Features are too big or too small for a space can look kind of awkward. So when in doubt, go slightly larger. It almost always feels more intentional. And mistake number 5, forgetting about shadows. Think about where does the light fall. For example, pendant lights over a kitchen island should be spaced evenly and hung so that they don't cast shadows on your workspace. So just kind of wrapping things up here, here's some of the designer tips, if you will. Tip number 1, use bulbs with a high CRI. That's color rendering index. A CRI above 90 means colors will look more accurate and flattering. 2, don't underestimate lampshades. The color and the material of shade totally affect the light output. Linen softens, glass brightens, black shades add drama. Hiding your light sources. The best lighting feels natural, not blinding. Recessed strips under cabinets, behind mirrors, or along stair risers add elegance without being too obvious. Add candles or LED tea lights for instant ambiance. No electrician required. And one of my dear friends, Terry, bought me some flickering candles, and I put those on every single night with my remote control. It's part of what my system is now at night, and I absolutely adore them. And then use your mirrors strategically. They bounce light and make rooms feel larger, especially when placed, this is the key, across from windows or lamps. So then what's your mood, style, and personality? Beyond the function, lighting is one of the easiest ways to show your personality. Do you love a modern, minimal look? Go for clean lines, black, brass, or glass. More traditional? Opt for fabric shades, antique finishes, or layering chandeliers. Love a little drama? Try colored bulbs, sculptural fixtures, or statement pendants. Remember, your lighting doesn't have to match your furniture perfectly. It needs to complement your style and create the mood that you want to feel every day. So let's just recap. Think in layers. Ambient lighting, task lighting, and accent lighting. 2, choose the right color temperature around 27K to 3000K for most rooms. 3, use dimmers whenever possible. Pay attention to scale and placement. And 5, don't forget the emotional side. Light affects how you feel. Good lighting doesn't just illuminate your space, it elevates your entire home experience. So that's it for today's episode of Balanced Designs. Lighting might seem like a small detail, but it's truly the secret ingredient that ties everything together. When you get it right, your home doesn't just look beautiful, it feels beautiful. If you've learned something new today, we'd love to hear you share this episode with a friend or tag us on Instagram at Balanced Designs Co. We love seeing your spaces shine. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, take a second to leave us a review. It helps more design lovers find our show. Until next time, keep creating spaces that balance beauty, function, and light.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Balanced Designs with Deb Krieger. Be sure to tune in next time for more tips on achieving your dream aesthetics in the home and in the office here on 103.5 FM WLSP LP, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.